This is Jordan Seculo. Today on J Seculo Live, as Pastor Brunson is released from prison and put under house arrest, President Trump just tweeting that Turkey will face large sanctions for their continued incarceration of Pastor Brunson and to send him home.
Live from Washington, D.C., J Seculo Live.
This morning, Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was in prison in Turkey for nearly 2 years, has been let out of jail at Buca. He's still under house arrest, so our work is not done. But it's welcome progress, one that many of you have been engaged in, something the State Department has been working on diligently as well.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I spoke to Pastor Brunson and his wife Noreen yesterday. I know that his faith will sustain him, but it shouldn't have to. Pastor Andrew Brunson deserves to be free.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
So as you can hear in that open, a lot moving in the case of Pastor Andrew Brunson, who yesterday was released from prison in Turkey and put under house incarceration in Turkey with his wife. And you heard that the vice president has spoken to Pastor Brunson and his wife. I can confirm that our chief counsel, some of our legal team, has also spoken to Pastor Brunson as we represent the family. His daughter in Washington, D.C. right now. We've had just in the last 24 hours, and some in just the last 30 minutes, we had Secretary of State Mike Pompeo open his hearing yesterday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and we played that in the open. We'll play it later in the broadcast as well, talking directly about Pastor Andrew Brunson, his release from the prison, and then being put under house arrest and saying that is not enough, that he needs to be released. We have now all mainstream media outlets talking about Pastor Brunson. We talk about these pinnacle moments, pinnacle points, to release these Americans. Right now, even MSNBC, CNN, the Associated Press, CBS, NBC, the Wall Street Journal editorial board wrote a major editorial on Pastor Brunson's release. And again, we have seen a tweet from President Trump that came out just about, it was about an hour ago, before we went on the air, from President Trump. He tweeted this, and I think we could, there's a lot to talk about here. The United States will impose large sanctions on Turkey for their longtime detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, a great Christian family man and wonderful human being. He is suffering greatly. This innocent man of faith should be released immediately. So, President Trump, and I take a lot of lead. I'll go to Than Bennett, Washington, D.C. Than, when you have, obviously, we are the head legal team, and we've been pushing and working behind the scenes with the president, with the vice president, with the secretary of state, with state other officials, with members of Congress. But you want to take the lead from those who are also negotiating it with Turkey on the kind of language to use. We are now hearing from our president directly that this house arrest move is not enough. And if he is not released, and by release means return home to the United States, that our president is willing to go and sanction, economically sanction Turkey. So I was thinking today, actually, before the show, Thanos saying, you know, what's the action item for people? And I think the president just provided it. He just reminded all of us this is not yet over.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, from the very beginning on this one, Jordan, we knew that the tone had to be set by the president of the United States because he's the one that can deliver a diplomatic solution to this. He continues to set the tone today. And you talk about an action point today, Jordan. I think there is a very clear message coming from the president down through the vice president, who, by the way, met with Pastor Brunson's daughter, Jacqueline, as well, echoed by the secretary of state. And it's a very simple message. It's a message to Turkey that, look, our relationship, our alliance has to be a reciprocal one. If you want to get the benefits of a relationship with the United States, you have to act like an ally. Yesterday was a good development. Jordan, all three of our leaders said that. It was a good development, but it's not enough. And it forecast what the future would look like for Turkey if they do not follow through with sending Pastor Brunson home. The good news is, Jordan, the United States Senate has that sanction language teed up. It would not take long to pass if the president gave the direction that the time to do so had arrived.
Vice President Pence tweeted out last night that POTUS and I made clear last week and have worked tirelessly for months to free Pastor Andrew Brunson. And that is true, folks. He should have been freed long ago. He's now under house arrest, but we won't stop until he's fully released and reunited with his family, friends, and church using the hashtag Free Andrew Brunson. So we've got audio, of course, from the vice president as well, from the secretary of state, and the president tweeting about it again. Share that tweet from the president. Share this show with your friends and family. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, this is a great time to get people updated. We're at that pinnacle moment. All media covering. You can see Pastor Brunson being released on a lot of the media outlets. We'll be right back on J Seculo Live.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
I want to take your phone calls on this. President Trump's tweet this morning, actually, I mean, really just right before we went on air. The United States will impose large sanctions on Turkey for their longtime detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, a great Christian family man and wonderful human being. He is suffering greatly. This innocent man of faith should be released immediately. When the president threatened to impose large sanctions on Turkey, guess what happened around the world? Every major media outlet started covering Pastor Andrew Brunson. They started showing his release from prison to house arrest yesterday in Turkey. Huge part of this, a huge, say, phase in getting his ultimate release done. And we celebrate those small victories along the way. When you've been dealing with some for over 600 days and a wrongful incarceration like this and imprisonment like this, you celebrate the small victories, but you don't take your eye off the ball. But when the president of the United States says, by the way, that's nice. And I think it is. I think we need to make sure that we are thanking those our Turkish counterparts in their government who are taking the steps with sometimes great opposition within their own government and from their own population to get the right thing done for Andrew Brunson. So I don't want to be too negative on the Turkish counterparts, because it seems like they are responding appropriately, and that some of these tweets may be exactly what is necessary to get, you know, things moving with President Erdogan. Remember, it was a week ago yesterday when President Trump tweeted directly to President Erdogan calling for Pastor Brunson's release. Now, President Trump's been working on it long before that, but literally a week to that tweet, he gets released from prison, and my dad's spoken to him, a number of senators, the vice president has spoken to him as well. I want to take your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. Do you agree with the Trump administration strategy? We hear it from President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Secretary of State Pompeo, as well as members of the U.S. Senate. I think I heard it from Senator Langford, Senator Graham, that you do not let up the pressure until Pastor Brunson is home. It's great that he is with his wife. It's great that he is under this house incarceration, much better than being in prison. But he is still in Turkey, and at any moment could be put right back in that prison. And he's still facing the charges. He still has a trial date in October. So this is not enough. So you ratchet up a little bit more diplomatic pressure. This is, again, unilateral that we're seeing from the U.S. directly to Turkey. Do you agree with how President Trump has been handling this? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Barbara on Facebook writes in, could sending Secretary of State Pompeo over seal the deal? We have seen Secretaries of State's visit before on this issue. I think we're at a level where this is really between president to president, maybe vice president to to some deputies there in Turkey. And then obviously there may be moves like that ultimately. But really, we have the top-level engagement right now.
Yeah, I think the reason that Pastor Brunson is now out of prison, Jordan, is because of the engagement of the President of the United States. I don't actually think there's probably more negotiating on the Secretary of State level necessary. Of course, that can change, as you know very well, in the waning hours of these things. A lot of times, situations do change. I know for a fact this, though, Jordan. If it is necessary for the Secretary of State to go over to Turkey to close this deal, he stands ready to do so. I mean, his comments in front of the Senate yesterday clearly indicated that. But look, I think you're right. I think this is between the two presidents at this point. But all of the players involved, Jordan, they stand ready to do what is necessary, including those that would be necessary to bring down sanctions if Turkey drags their feet on this.
I want to get you on the air on this, folks. I mean, the president is not relenting. It's exactly what we said on the broadcast yesterday. You got to do it smart. We want people to be in prayer. We want you to be talking about this to your friends and family. We want to reach those pinnacle moments. We feel like we're getting there. When you see the mainstream media begin to cover a story that they did not even touch before as a breaking news item. CNN did that for Pastor Brunson literally just about 25 minutes ago. It was a breaking news item from the White House lawn because of President Trump's tweet threatening new sanctions on Turkey if Pastor Brunson is not released. So you see all the multi-angles and issues that go into getting this correct news coverage, so it brings it to more people. So now the CNN viewers seen it, the MSNBC viewers seen it, the AP reader, which goes out to all over the country, the Wall Street Journal reader saw it in the editorial page today, an editorial by the Wall Street Journal, very powerful newspaper. Fox News, of course, has done a great job covering the story of Pastor Brunson. Take a listen, and then we'll take some of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is Vice President Pence talking directly about Pastor Brunson.
Pastor Andrew Brunson is an innocent man. There is no credible evidence against him. Our entire administration has worked tirelessly to secure Pastor Brunson's release. Yesterday, Turkey released Pastor Brunson from prison, only to place him under house arrest. This is a welcome first step, but it is not good enough.
We just saw another article out from Politico tweeting an article about the president's tweet, and now Vice President Pence again doubling down on the sanctions issue. Take a listen. This is so important because this is, again, how you get the attention of world leaders is you can ask for them to do something nice, but usually they don't do something nice without something either in return or because they're risking some further action. I mean, that's just how the world works, if you will, real politic. In this part of the world, because they've got to explain it away to their domestic audience. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But here's Vice President Pence doubling down on the potential for new sanctions. This is breaking news, folks. I mean, this is breaking news as of this morning that there could be sanctions on Turkey if Pastor Brunson is not released and returned home immediately. Take a listen.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Dan, this is that critical moment. I mean, we've been building to it where you play nice as long as you can. There's been talk about the F-35, and that's part of something we could get into as well, the National Defense Authorization Act, and that may not reach that point yet if this release is done more quickly. But now you see both the president and vice president directly bringing up new sanctions on a NATO ally, Turkey, because of Pastor Brunson directly. And so just in that last 24 hours, a total change in, yes, great that you've released him from prison, get him out of the country, return him home. We don't want to play any more games with this, basically. We don't want to continue because he's at risk. Let me tell you, when you get released, and Than, you know this as well, and you're put under that house arrest situation, and the media is all over this, as we've seen the images are there, and they know where your house is. You're being protected by Turkish authorities. You are at risk of, one, being re-imprisoned, two, just from crowds and mobs until you are out of that country. You need to get out of the country. That's how you are safe and back to your family. But we have seen the president and vice president, that means the White House and the administration, take this pressure up a notch, and they are telling Turkey, not just about the F-35 that may get delayed into delivery, but we may actually issue sanctions on behalf of your imprisonment of Pastor Andrew Brunson.
Jordan, I think there's a temptation in a moment like this for a government, especially one like the United States, to take your foot off the gas pedal at a moment like this. You know, Turkey does something, a step in the right direction, maybe ease the pressure up a little bit. And that, in my view, would be a mistake. I think you do acknowledge it's a positive step, but you have to maintain your resolve. You have to maintain your show of force with Turkey and show a commitment to seeing this through. And that's what all three of these leaders that you've talked about have done. And Jordan, just to put a little context on it, that sound that you just played from the vice president, that happened immediately after he met with Pastor Brunson's daughter, Jacqueline, just a few blocks from where I sit now. And it happened a day after he spoke by phone to Pastor Brunson in his home in Turkey. So, you know, this is a vice president following the lead of the president, but who has been personally involved for a long time now, but over the course of the last 24 hours in an incredibly personal, intimate way, talking to Pastor Brunson via phone just moments after he was released, and then meeting with his daughter here in Washington, D.C., yeah. And then addressing this audience. And what were the comments? The comments were, the job is not done, but guess what? We are going to finish it.
Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Gary in Colorado on line 4. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. If you got a comment, I'd love to hear it from you folks and what you think about President Trump's threat to Turkey that if Pastor Brunson's not released quickly, new sanctions directly in the name of Pastor Brunson because of his imprisonment there. Even though he's now under this house incarceration. 1-800-684-31. Tim and Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for the call. I just got a quick question. I mean, I wonder why it is that some of these allies they're supposed to be our allies, like Turkey and stuff. Why do we keep messing with them and keep telling them we're going to do this, we're going to do that? Why don't we just break off financial ties with them in any way?
You wish you could sometimes. I get your feeling. I mean, sometimes I wish you could just say, you know what, with these countries. I mean, one, you'd want to do everything you can to get someone like Pastor Brunson home. So you wouldn't want to do that first. But after a while, you know, you feel that way. You say, you know what, enough with this, right? Why are they part of NATO? But then you got to think they got this great military base right between where the East and West meets. And that is, again, it's a very strategic ally. I think you can – anybody who's listening right now who's in the military – We've probably got plenty of people who've been based out of Turkey before or have used that Air Force base before. Maybe they can shed some light on how strategically important the location of that base is in Turkey and the relationship there. Having a country in the Muslim world as part of the NATO alliance is something you don't give up easy, and you don't want to just run away from. We're going to take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, but I would like to hear from some of our U.S. military maybe been in Turkey and understand why, as I keep preaching, that we try to have this relationship and it's not worth throwing away. Sometimes it feels that way, but it is not worth throwing away. 1-800-684-3110. Continue to pray for Pastor Andrew Brunson. Every moment counts. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Carolyn on Facebook writes, clearly the administration isn't playing games with Turkey. Let me tell you something. They are not. This is actually tougher language than I expected to see from the administration in this last 24 hours. Right now, we're taking a lot of lead. Obviously, we're extremely involved in this. But you want to know, obviously, those government leaders who are on the phones, you know, minute to minute. But with the President of the United States and Vice President Pence both doubling down on this new idea of sanctions on Turkey if Pastor Brunson's not fully released. Let me explain that. Yesterday, Pastor Andrew Brunson, a Christian pastor imprisoned in Turkey over 600 days, nearly, it was coming up on 2 years. He was just starting a trial, but this trial was just dragging on. He didn't have another trial date until October. He was being imprisoned, and then yesterday he gets a release from prison. There's been images of that. We'll play some of that for our Facebook and Periscope audience during the next breaks coming out throughout the show. And he gets a release to house incarceration, but he's still in Turkey. And the president and vice president come out and they say, you know what, that's great, but that's not enough. So the president tweeted, the U.S. will impose large sanctions on Turkey for their longtime detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, a great Christian family man and wonderful human being who is suffering greatly. The innocent man of faith should be released immediately. Vice President Pence doubles down, same message. Suddenly, boom, 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 all over the media. Breaking news on CNN. President threatens new sanctions on Turkey. I mean, this is real, folks. We are at a critical stage. You need to pray. You need to be sharing this broadcast. We're going the full hour today to share this with your friends and family as we continue to update you on the case of Pastor Andrew Brunson. I do want to remind you, we've been on the phone with Pastor Brunson. My dad, our chief counsel at the Americans There for Law and Justice, has been on the phone with him. The vice president's been on the phone with him. And again, I'm sure members of Congress as well. I want to go right to the phone, 1-800-684-3110. Keep calling us because, again, I believe that we have to keep the pressure up. We have to keep the pressure up, and we should. While we're talking about his release, we should use that B-roll, guys, on for those watching on Facebook and Periscope to see actually Pastor Brunson's powerful imagery. And if you're listening on radio right now, go back, because I'm watching it right now through our broadcast on Facebook and Periscope later today. Maybe go to our Facebook page, the Jay Sekulow or Jordan Sekulow page. You can see the broadcast, and you'll actually see the imagery of Pastor Brunson being released. I'm watching it right now as he gets released from prison and taken to his home in Turkey, home for him for 23 years. Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Of course, we'll keep you updated on everything we can at aclj.org. I'm just watching this powerful imagery. Hope you will, too. Go back later today for the majority of our audience who is listening through radio or a Sirius XM and is not seeing the video yet right now. Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Dennis in Alabama on line one. Dennis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How are you doing there?
Hey, I'm good, Dennis.
I'm very, very happy that he is out of prison and away from that environment.
Yeah.
But the thing that keeps popping through my mind is the old quote, who will rid me of this troublesome priest? Is he safe now, or do we need to keep praying?
You need to keep praying. You know, I mean, let me say this, Dennis. This is a critical moment to pray. We have seen this throughout. I can give you one example because we've dealt with so many of these cases. Miriam Ibrahim, now in a tougher country on paper, Sudan, with less security, gets released and then gets put in an embassy. And then that embassy, the U.S., has a tough time transferring her to an airplane so she can leave with her family and being able to get out of the country, which is what we consider a full victory, is being able to actually leave the country, get out of the airspace of Turkey. You were then free, if you will. Now, why is that always a concern? Well, you've got mob issues. There are lots of more radical people in Turkey, more radical in the government, that would like to do harm to Pastor Brunson because he's a Christian pastor. And because, honestly, it has been in the news in Turkey like it's a daily story, basically. I think, Than, it's fair to say this is a daily story in the Turkish news. And so he is, in a sense, a cause celeb, like him or not. So people kind of probably pick sides in Turkey. So he's very well known there, Than.
until he's on U.S. soil, and I mean the United States, not even just a base in Turkey, Jordan, we need to continue to pray. But I would just tell Dennis this. The United States government, I can personally verify that they are aware of this as well, and that they are very intimately attuned to this specific part of the logistics involved in his release. So, look, continue to pray. This thing is not over until he is home. But the right people, and Jordan, I'm talking about a lot of people, the correct people are mindful of this concern and are doing what they need to do to ensure that he will eventually be brought home.
Remember, we've got a second half hour coming up. I want you to keep calling in. We're going to take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Stay updated with us, too, on ACLJ.org, on Facebook. As things happen, we will keep you updated on Pastor Brunson. But, you know, of course, Turkey is hours ahead of us. Again, it's tough to speculate. You know, do we believe he'll be ultimately released? And is this all, you know, said and done? No. Until it is said and done, as Stan said, not just at a base, but in the air, outside of Turkish airspace, I don't consider it a victory. And I don't think President Trump does, or Vice President Pence, or Secretary of State Pompeo, or certainly not those of us at the ACLJ, or Pastor Brunson and his wife and his family who are here in the U.S. It is not a victory until he is on the way home outside of Turkish airspace. Let's take another phone call. Carol in Florida online too. Carol, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank
I'm calling in with wholehearted support for President Trump. God bless him. He is an ally of God and Christians, and it's about time we got sick and tired. It's about time that we don't kowtow to everybody who isn't a Christian. Everybody is afraid to mention anything about God. Well, sorry, but like it or not, God created us.
You know, I think that, Carol, the point is, too, that we have a president who is not concerned about, one, handling, he's not overwhelmed with juggling the geopolitical matters that you have to with Turkey, while at the same time simultaneously handling Pastor Brunson's situation. He can, I think, has the ability, as the business person he came from, too, to talk tough like this, but to also make the deals. So it's all part of strategy, and he doesn't get overwhelmed. I mean, this is a man, I will tell you, last week when that tweet came out, that's a week to the day that Andrew Brunson was released from prison in Turkey and put under house incarceration. It was very late in the evening. We were in Washington, D.C. at our office, still in Washington, D.C. I was with my dad. The phone call came in from the president as he was drafting that, okay? So this is a president who can have that on his mind while at the same time be dealing with European Commission trade and tariffs around the world. But he is able to balance it all. And I think it's very important to do. He understands the significance of someone like Pastor Andrew Brunson can be as significant in the discussion and the negotiation as the National Defense Authorization Act. 1-800-684-3110. We only have a minute left in our first half hour. A second half hour is coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to get into a little bit about what's going on in the Middle East as well. There has been some uptick in some interactions, if you will, between Israel and Syria, with a jet there involving a Syrian jet being downed. There have been, again, and this all impacts with Iran. I mean, you've got, again, don't see any of this in kind of one bubble. See it all in that big picture. Sometimes you have to focus in on like an Andrew Brunson situation. But then you kind of step back, see how all these moving parts kind of fit together and all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. We'll be doing that on the broadcast. Second half hour is coming up. We'll continue to take your phone calls as well on Pastor Brunson, 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you this. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, share the broadcast right now with your friends and family. If you're listening on radio right now, go back and see the imagery later today that's on our Facebook and Periscope pages so you can see the imagery of Pastor Brunson being released. It's powerful. And continue to pray for Pastor Brunson. Maybe even say a little prayer right now between our first half hour and our second half hour to continue to pray for him and his family and his release. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I spoke to Pastor Brunson and his wife, Noreen, yesterday. I know that his faith will sustain him, but it shouldn't have to. Pastor Andrew Brunson deserves to be free.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I want to take this first 5 minutes of the show, and then we're going to get to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, just kind of reset the stage for people. Because I know we get new listeners all the time. We get people who may have listen today, but didn't get to listen tomorrow, didn't listen the first half hour. Pastor Andrew Brunson, Christian pastor, been in Turkey 23 years. I think you've been, if you've listened to this broadcast, you know enough about this story now. So after 23 years of pastoring in Turkey, he gets detained to be deported, but he doesn't get deported. He gets put in prison and gets criminally charged with things like Christianization. I mean, we went through that. He's now been on trial. It's been over 600 days. It's nearing the two-year mark in October. He has become an issue for our administration. We thank them for that. President Trump, Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Pompeo, members of Congress, the U.S. Senate, who have worked tirelessly to see to Pastor Brunson's release. And yesterday, we had a critical moment where Pastor Brunson was released from prison. And if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, you can actually see his release from prison right now and put under house incarceration. The first step, we believe, phase one, we believe, in seeing to his release. He is with his wife. He has been on the phone with the vice president. He has been on the phone with the members of Congress. He has been on the phone with our team at the American Center for Law and Justice, including my dad, our chief counsel, Jay Sekulow, who is traveling. And then this morning, and then doubled down by Vice President Pence, Donald Trump said not enough. It's not enough that he has been, you know, put under house arrest. That's great. We want to celebrate each victory. You know, there's small victories along the way here, and they're long battles. You know, these are 600-day battles and issues, and a lot of fighting, a lot of down moments too. I will tell you, when you're dealing with these situations of people in prison because of their faith, there's a lot of down moments, a lot of moments where you kind of throw your hands up in the air and say, you know what, it was about to happen then. It almost happened then. What do we do now? Go back to the drawing board and feel like you have to start all over again. But then President Trump took it up a notch this morning, and Vice President Pence echoed that message as well. He said, the United States will impose large sanctions on Turkey for their longtime detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, a great Christian, family man, and wonderful human being. He is suffering greatly. This innocent man of faith should be released immediately. Mike Pence saying the same thing this morning. Let's play it for everybody.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
So you see there, again, a new strategy. Harry Hutchinson joining us now. Harry, an economic strategy now, as you work a lot in that realm of the law and foreign policy, but now an economic strategy, and from our administration to say, you know, not enough. Good first step, as Mike Pompeo said, to get out of prison into house incarceration for Pastor Brunson, but not enough. And if you keep him this way, we're looking at sanctions. I mean, I imagine at this point we've worked so hard, and so many people have worked on this, that Turkey could be sanctioned because of Pastor Andrew Brunson.
Absolutely. And it's important to put this in context. Turkey currently is suffering a bit of an economic downturn. So the imposition of economic sanctions will place additional pressure on Turkey to release an innocent man. So I think it's very, very important to maintain our resolve. And it's important to note that President Trump, Vice President Pence, the U.S. Congress, Secretary of State Pompeo are continuing to place pressure on Turkey.
You know, we got a question coming. I think I can answer this one really quickly. Deborah on Facebook said, how can a NATO ally imprison a U.S. citizen? Well, listen, they're normal imprisonments. Someone from the U.K. is here in the U.S. and commits a normal crime. We can imprison them. There may be some kind of extradition ultimately, but we can imprison them and charge them with the crime. So there are normal ways that that could happen between allies, where someone foreign could be in prison. But this is a phony imprisonment because of a Christian pastor's faith. That's why this has become such an issue internationally and now today across the U.S. media, which means we're at that critical point. We can't let that die down. We have to keep the pressure up. Join us as we come back on Jay Sekulow Live.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I really want to hear from you. There has been an uptick in the pressure on Turkey to fully release Pastor Andrew Brunson from what is now house incarceration. Much better than being imprisoned in Turkey, by the way, but house incarceration in Turkey. I hope you will go to ACLJ.org and our Facebook and social media pages later today if you're listening on radio and not seeing our video broadcast, because we've got some great imagery. You can see Pastor Brunson being released. I think that really matters when you can share that with your friends and family. It matters when you see the person come out of that prison. You know, it kind of, you know, it puts it all together for you, all the hard work, but it's far from over. This is far from over. There's also new, and then I'm going to take phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A lot of messages have been sent to Turkey this week. Some have been indirectly related, not all directly related to Pastor Brunson. Some have been directly related to Pastor Brunson. And Than, language just passed the House of Representatives, the National Defense Authorization Act, which includes fighter jets are to Turkey. And it includes some language about Pastor Andrew Brunson. And Turkey found out about this language just yesterday, I believe, or earlier in the week, Tuesday, when we saw the move, when we saw these moves start taking place. But now the language has passed the House.
Yeah, this is language we've worked a lot on, Jordan. We've talked a lot about it on this broadcast and the conference report. So the basically the negotiated final language of this bill that was agreed to by the House and the Senate has just passed the House of Representatives with more than 350 votes, Jordan. Wow. It's going to overwhelmingly pass the Senate as well. But let me just read you a couple of lines. First of all, Section 1278 of the bill says the government of the Republic of Turkey continues to unlawfully and wrongfully detain United States citizens, including Andrew Brunson. It goes on then, Jordan, to lay out a series of requirements on Turkey because of that detainment. And then in Section 1282, it gives the Department of Defense 90 days to turn in a report about the F-35s, about Andrew Brunson, about some other issues as well. But then here is the key phrase that exerts the leverage from Congress, Jordan. It's at near the end of that section, 1282. It says the Department of Defense may not deliver any F-35 aircraft to the Republic of Turkey until such time as the report identified in this subsection has been submitted. So, Jordan, again, 90 days where those F-35s cannot be delivered, specifically over several issues, including Andrew Brunson. That just passed the House with more than 350 votes. Okay, pretty strong statement.
Yeah, so you see how we're talking about it. I mean, Harry, we're talking, this is a full approach. I want to take this call from a foreign military. I think he understands. You're dealing with Turkey, you're dealing with F-35s, you're dealing with a NATO ally. There's a lot going on there. Rick in California, Online 6, because I asked people who had served our military who understand that strategic importance with Turkey, Incirlik Air Force Base there as well. Rick has been holding on, and I wanted to get to his phone call. Hey, Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I just you asked for some perspective from former military from Incirlik. I am a retired Air Force U.S. Air Force major, and I did serve at Incirlik. The base itself is of obvious geopolitical significance.
Yep.
It's a 30 minutes flight time from the Middle East, so it's extremely close and extremely geopolitically positioned. The base is vital to our defense of Israel, certainly.
You said, Rick, I think that was important to say. It's only about when you were serving there, and technology always changing, but when you were serving there, it was only about a half hour to get from, Turkey is kind of like the edges of Europe, but it's only about a 30-minute flight time to get right into anywhere in the Middle East.
You're looking at from Incirlik, which is co-located with Adana. I don't know if anybody's familiar with the geography there, but Adana is a major city. It's on the southeast coast of Turkey, and it's about 300 nautical miles from Incirlik to northern Iraq.
Okay, I mean, so you're talking. This is why I just wanted to take your call, Rick, and I really appreciate that. When everybody calls in and says, why can't we, and Rick, I stay on, because people say, well, why can't we just, end the relationship, and we can't do that with Turkey. It's just, we've got to work through it, put that, use the maximum pressure that we can. Of course, what's happening with Andrew Brunson is wrong, but if you can keep that base, it's very important to us, right?
No, it's just a vital relationship, it's a vital base, and Turkey, the Turkish government, even prior to Erdogan, has been... a very, very difficult to work with, but it is a vital relationship. It does need to be maintained. Frankly, and being former military, I'm kind of radical about it. And in the current situation, I think it would speak well to Erdogan if we just simply sent an armored detail down from Istanbul. And to the house and picked him and his wife up and took him back to the embassy.
Yeah, well, I think, listen, we don't know how that ultimate Ali will go down between Pastor Brunson. We don't know if it will be the U.S., Turkish officials, a third party. Ultimately, to see to his release, he'll have to leave the home. Rick, I really want to appreciate all your great insight there, because we get those calls a lot, and I think hearing it from people who've served at Incirlik, who've served in Turkey, who understand the difficulty, who understand that it's been difficult in the past as well. It's not just been Erdogan. He's more high profile, maybe. We're still taking your phone calls. We got another segment coming up as well, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Senator Lankford just tweeted that the president is taking the right approach to Turkey. If they don't release Andrew Brunson and other Americans, I'm thankful for his and Vice President Pence's leadership on this support and support for religious freedom. So this is being seen as a new way, Harry, of getting to Turkey. It's kind of like thank you for getting him out of prison, putting him under house arrest. But by the way, if he is not returned home to the United States of America, one, now we see the language on the F-35. So a delay there of at least 90 days, one of those factors being Andrew Brunson's imprisonment. But two, potentially new sanctions on Turkey solely because of their imprisonment of Pastor Brunson and their refusal to return him home, if that is the case, if we don't see his return to the U.S. very soon.
Absolutely. So the United States should affirmatively seek to retain and maintain its relationship with Turkey. It's in our strategic interest, not necessarily in Turkey's strategic interest, but it's in our strategic interest. On the other hand, we need to bring coordinated, targeted pressure on Turkey. We need to be willing to impose economic sanctions on the Turkish economy and prohibit the delivery of F-35s, which will reduce the capability of the Turkish military. Unless and until Pastor Brunson has been released. It's important to note that Pastor Brunson is in prison. Why? Why was he in prison? Yep. There are no basis for any of the charges. He served the Turkish people for over 20 years without any problems. So it's simply a political power move by President Erdogan to place him in prison for espionage. This makes no sense if Turkey wishes to remain in NATO.
I'm about to take another call. Let me remind you, we have a final segment coming up. And what we do in that segment is try to answer as many questions as possible through phone calls, Facebook, and Periscope. I have cleared up the line. So if you want a question or have a comment on the air right now on Pastor Andrew Brunson and the administration's new strategy to see to his release now that he's been out of prison and under house arrest in Turkey, give us a call right now. We've got lines open as we've been taking phone calls throughout the show because that's what we want to focus on in our final segment. Call right now. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's fill up those phone lines and let's take your calls, your comments, your prayers, your comments for Pastor Brunson, 1-800-684-3110, and your thoughts on the Trump-Pence administration strategy to see Andrew Brunson ultimately returned home with this now new threat of potential sanctions on Turkey if they do not release Pastor Brunson fully and let him return to the U.S., and the House and the Senate putting together language, delaying the delivery of the F-35 fighter jet 90 days if Pastor Brunson is not released. So again, a lot moving right now. The world is watching this story. The world is watching this story. But let me take Jack's call and remind you to call in right now for our final segment. This is a time to do it, to get on the air, 1-800-684-3110. Jack, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. And I love your show.
Thank you.
I appreciate all that you do for us in getting the truth out there once again. And I love the fact that we finally have a president that understands peace through power and our strength. And what I'm talking about is the power of our military and the strength of our military. He's not afraid to use it if it's needed. It's a last resort. Understand that. But also the power of our economics in this country. He's proven his strategies work over and over again. He just brought China to the negotiating table. How? Through increase in tariffs. He brought the EU to the negotiating table. It looks like they're passing a deal there.
Yep.
He got North Korea in there. It's over and over again. When is the left stream?
I know. So many. I mean, think about this, Jack. As you're retired military, and I thank you for your service. North Korea agreeing today to start the finally, after so many years, the return of the remains of those servicemen in the Korean War. This is all happening under President Trump. Okay, the media just doesn't like that. But we're going to focus on what's actually happening, the positives, and get you as much info as you can. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls in our final segment of the broadcast. Just to remind you, Andrew Brunson yesterday released from prison after over 600 days being imprisoned in Turkey because of his Christian faith. He gets released from prison. He is under house arrest right now in Turkey. U.S. government, led by President Trump and Vice President Pence, did they say, oh, that's enough? No, that is not enough. In fact, President Trump tweeted out this morning, I just want to get you all updated, then we go right to the phones in our final segment. We got two lines open, 1-800-684-3110. But just want to remind you that President Trump said, no, that is not enough, Turkey. And he said this morning by Twitter, the United States will impose large sanctions on Turkey for their longtime detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, a great Christian, family man, and wonderful human being. He is suffering greatly. This innocent man of faith should be released immediately. That is from President Trump. We have a call. You know, because of Facebook and Periscope, people call in from all over and are able to see this broadcast from all over, though sometimes time zones. I'm guessing that's how this one is working right now. Orly calling in from Israel online, too. Orly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for having my call today.
First of all,
I want to say congratulations for Jerusalem, your book. May it be successful.
Thank you.
We need Jerusalem on the map. And then you guys are standing up for Turkey. Finally, somebody is doing the right thing because they've been torturing us all over again and again. And now, you know, this pastor, bless his heart, I hope he stands and go back home finally. Safely, because it's about time. And please don't hesitate to take any action. And we are in Israel. We're standing still with America. And we love you all. And I hope you all the best.
Thank you, Orly. We appreciate that. We know that, you know, Israel is right in the thick of things. That Israel, I think if you're still there, had to, we talked about this a little bit, had to actually shoot down a Syrian aircraft that had gotten into Israeli airspace. So how is everything in Israel when it comes to the situations happening all around it? I know the relationship with Turkey has gotten very difficult, but having that war on the border with Syria is not easy either.
It's not easy, especially when Hamas is kites full with flame that they evaporate all our, all the southern side of the countryside. It's not easy. We're standing, actually, we're holding still. We don't want to go to war because Hamas is not our problem. The Syrian problem is not our problem, but we are not going to let anybody come across the border, and especially when there are so many residents and Israel has so much in stake here. I know America is a challenge every day, and I know the European Union are sleeping on the, you know, on the job because they ain't doing nothing. But I'm so happy that Donald Trump, the president, is doing so strongly, you know, he's doing great. And I'm so happy, I'm impressed that you had a vote of 350 members of Congress. It means that there is a day, a new day in the horizon, because hallelujah, you know, they united for something.
Well, yeah, I mean, we saw that's related to Orly. Let me, first of all, I really appreciate your phone call from Israel and remind that our international listeners, because of the various ways you can call in now and utilize these phone technologies and voice technologies, it's great to get updates like that from countries that we talk about directly. So, Orly, I really appreciate your phone call. Maybe if you're still hanging out, maybe figure out a way to get Orly to Jerusalem. I think we can ship it internationally. It's not impossible. We still have a mail service in this country and this world that we live in. The second part of that is talking about the National Defense Authorization Act, Than. I want to get to more of the phone calls, but It was a pretty bipartisan vote that went through, and it calls out Turkey.
Yeah, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, Jordan, it authorizes a ton of defense programs, but one of them is the F-35 program where the United States allows Lockheed Martin to sell these jets to Turkey. Again, an important security alliance, a good thing in the end if everything is running as it should be. But this bill that just passed the House, it's going to pass the Senate in just a matter of days. It got 359 votes in the United States House, overwhelming support. Jordan, it says that those planes cannot be delivered until a number of things are met. And one of those things is Pastor Brunson's return home. So overwhelming support, great bipartisan support. And of course, I would just say this again, underneath the tone set by who? The Commander-in-Chief. The President of the United States.
Three phone calls, 4 minutes. Can we do it, guys? I think we could do it. Let's go to Ken in California on line three. Ken, welcome to Jacek Hill Live.
I want to just thank President Trump and Vice President Pence, and also the Senate for just and Congress for supporting Pastor Brunson. I'm a fellow pastor in California, and we've been praying for Brunson for over the 2 years he's been in prison. And we're just thankful also that the other news channels got on board and really are pushing this too.
No, listen, we know, and you know this, Ken, the prayer is the most powerful, and the, you know, the work that we do on it, that I think is second to the prayer. We have a great administration. It's not like the past administration. I don't want to harp on that, but the past administration, it could take a year and a half just to get their attention on one of these cases. Not the case here. This administration has been working just as hard as we have on this since they came to office. But I do want to acknowledge that, you know, it, as you can, as we have this kind of educated audience, and Harry, just briefly, because we want to take these next couple of phone calls, but that this educated audience on Jacek Hill Live that realizes when you can reach that pinnacle where it's the mainstream media, that as much as we sometimes don't love the mainstream media, they bring this message, and it makes an Andrew Brunson, brings his story to, of course, the entire country, which oftentimes means the entire world.
Absolutely. So I agree with the caller's sentiments, but I also agree with Secretary of State Pompeo, who called Pastor Brunson's improved circumstances long overdue. But improved circumstances are not enough. The false charges against Pastor Brunson should be dropped, and the U.S. must keep pressure on Turkey until all charges are dropped entirely and Pastor Brunson is set completely free. I think that's our objective, and so I'm very confident that President Trump, Vice President Pence, and the U.S. Congress will continue to bring pressure to bear on Turkey. That is highly necessary.
This is important, too, because I saw a caller call in and said, you know, I just want to make sure you don't have to be a Christian to get this kind of attention. Let me actually, this just came out of the White House press secretary. Just issued a written statement on the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act passage. It closes with this, quote, it also welcomes, this is the White House, language recognizing the ongoing and wrongful detainment of Andrew Brunson and Serkan Gogol. So sometimes you have an Andrew Brunson. He's an American. He's a Christian pastor. Story is a bit easier to tell than someone who may be a political activist or business person who gets caught up and we believe is wrongfully detained. Andrew Brunson and these others who we've represented, let me tell you, they are representing sometimes hundreds who are illegally detained. And when they are released, others are usually released as well. It's just not as high profile. So the media goes with kind of the easiest story to tell, understandably, but it impacts. Remember with Saeed Abedini, others were released immediately. And it, so you had, it was not just Saeed. And it same goes here with this situation for Pastor Brunson. So I don't want you to believe that this administration says, oh, well, if you're a Christian, we'll fight for you. But that's it. That is not the case. What happens is this: the media kind of says, what's the story we can tell, and then help the most people. So Pastor Brunson, he knows this, and so does President Trump, represents many Americans who are wrongfully detained in Turkey. One more call, just quickly. Sherry in Illinois, let me try to answer her question. Sherry, real quickly, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to know about the pastor's health. The media reported that he was released because of his health.
Yeah. Well, that's what his attorneys had asked for. Lost a lot of weight in prison, a tough situation in prison there. Pray for him because, yes, I mean, his health is not good. Lost a lot of weight. I think he can be okay and get returned to the U.S., but he needs certainly medical attention. So pray for him. Pray for his family. We will continue to update you on Pastor Andrew Brunson today throughout on aclj.org and our Facebook pages.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.